Meet Dieter, 17 years old. Fed up with having to pay outrageous amounts on his long-distance bill, he decides to steal calls from the phone company. But as he picks up the phone, he has a sudden change of heart. And suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
Alright, stop. Now before you pick up the cord of this rotary phone and try to enter your stolen codes, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Pick up the handset and dial the number to Target. Ask for an outside line and they'll divert you to Everett. What? Tell your friend for hours how your fraudulent scam went. Explain to him how to set up conferences doing the same shit.
Yeah, but if it all connects through like it's supposed to, you still done the shit from your home phone and they can trace you. Think about it. Before you break the first rule of always freaking from a payphone or a cellular, damn fool.
Fuck that. SBC will never figure it out. Don't you think they got more important things to worry about than one kid using some old-ass scam to misroute his phone calls just to give his homies a free shout-out?
Nah, don't even try it. It's not worth it to risk jail. You're gonna get nailed. Just send your friend an email.
You can
listen to this guy. He don't know what he's talking about.
You better shut the hell up before I pop you in the mouth.
Several months later, our friend Dieter has discovered 2600 Magazine. After reading an old article on Redboxing, he builds a tone dialer Redbox and heads to a payphone to make a call. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me, you gotta reprogram this gadget with 5 short beeps to fool the payphone like magic. Now all you gotta do is dial up random numbers in Sydney.
Yo, don't you realize what you're doing is a felony? You shouldn't trick the operators, man. It's just not fair.
Hey, you really think the fucking operators care?
Oh,
all the phone lines are just opened up and sitting there. No one loses any money when you scan those corporate bears.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one hacker movie?
Nah, but I seen that retarded one with Angelina Jolie.
Shit, you're gonna end up sitting in jail.
I doubt it. PLA2 says this is safe and never fails.
Meet Neil Roberts, a 39-year-old real estate agent. After arriving home from a hard day at the office, he finds Dieter in his backyard with a telephone plugged into his TNI box.
All right, man. Let's sit down with this kid and have a talk.
Fuck that shit. You just caught this punk in your phone box. While you're at work, he's making free phone calls. Fuck calling the cops. Knock this little fucker's head off.
Wait, what if there's a rational explanation for this?
What? He works for the phone company? He's just fixing up your shit?
Okay, maybe that's not what's happening. But go easy on him, man. He's just a little kid.
Okay, thought about it. Still want to grab him? Hold the little fucker upside down? Kick him and laugh at him? Bloody his nose and shove that orange phone up his ass? Drag him to the road and throw him in front of the next car to pass?
Man, just call the police. This boy needs help. It isn't gonna do any good just to send him to hell.
Shit, man, how would you feel if you were Neil? Seeing this fucker's 900 numbers all over your phone bill? Trying to convince the phone company that they're not real? All this little motherfucker does is go around and steal.
Okay, you're right. Grab the piece of phone wire, Neil. Let's show this little retard how good strangling feels.
Damn the PLA.